Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Hater More, your weekly dose of negativity surrounding the world of Harry Potter, everything that J.K. Rowling shut out of her horrible, fetid mouth.
My name is Dallas.
I'm Alex.
We're here. I'm trying to think of other really popular podcasts that are really negative.
There aren't any, so here's hoping that we'll be the change we want to see in the world. our goal in this podcast is to kind of
take a second look
at the Harry Potter series, which we all know that so many people of mid-20s to mid-30s grew up on these books, right? Yep. So they have a near and dear place in a lot of people's hearts, mm-hmm. and that's fine.
Like mine.
But I also wish that adults would read another book.
Yeah, because I don't even fucking know how to read, dude. I listen to audiobooks.
So, we're going through chapter by chapter of the Harry Potter series and just kind of appreciating what it gets wrong.
Yeah, sure. And like the things you look... often with nostalgia stuff, like the show Friends.
Right
over all of it, even on the rewatch.
Yeah, you're like, that was problematic.
I don't really like Friends, but I think that's a good example for people of this age group, too.
I would say so. I know a couple people who are like, I love Friends. I'm like, have you watched it recently? They're like, yes. I'm like, okay, so okay, blinded your critical eye for the show because you love it. And that's a thing that everyone does. We all have our sacred cows. But Harry Potter isn't as good as you remember.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not. Also, we're not trying to cancel Harry Potter.
There's no such thing. It would be impossible.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize everything was a fucking problem. Which is my favorite response to that sometimes. We're looking at it. It's gonna be a good time. This is our second episode, so we're going to figure out how to do this. Oh, God.
I also do want to, call attention to the things that are enjoyable and are good. Like, there are a lot of enjoyable characters throughout the series, and there are some fun, situations and scenarios. And I do genuinely enjoy a good portion of this world, but...
Me too.
But there are some issues that we will... try not to harp on too much every single episode, but you're gonna hear me make a lot of similar comments each chapter. And maybe there'll be a chapter where there was nothing that jumped out at me as being overly not good.
Yeah, just dramatically bad. For sure. I think, chapter two starts off with...
Oh, yes, we are doing... Yes, today's episode, we're covering chapter two. Today's chapter is The Vanishing Glass, chapter two. Mm. And it starts with, pointing out that nothing has changed since 10 years ago. At number four, Privet Drive, little whinging. Nothing has changed, except you saw 10 years ago pictures of what looked like a overinflated pink beach ball in a bonnet, because apparently Dudley was spherical even as an infant.
Kind of like my cat.
Yeah, right. Which I'm like, she's body shaming a baby.
Which is, come on. No babies are fucking cute. There's very few cute babies, but they're fucking baby. Come on now.
Yeah. I'm just like,
let's just shit on this kid. Fuck
like,
that kid.
Wow, okay.
Baby sucks.
you would, and now it's an older blonde boy in these pictures, and you wouldn't know that any other boy lived here, except he does. He lives in the cupboard under the stairs. And it's Dudley's and it's Dudley's birthday today. So he gets woken up, and it's Dudley's birthday, and Harry is tasked with cooking breakfast, cooking the bacon and the eggs.
Wake up,
don't let the bacon burn. So he's, gets up and, Dudley's birthday. And the table is festooned with gifts. And Dudley is upset because there's only 36, which is two less than last year because he's a spoiled, horrible, spoiled child.
Also, he has, like, the hardest time counting from 36 to 37. I'm like, that's a little
30.
Dramatic.
No, he's like 37 plus two. He's just like,
38, 39.
Yeah.
Which is just like, is unnecessary.
It's cartoonishly
bad.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And I mean, the Dursleys are presented as these sort of cartoonishly evil, people. Dumb, yeah. And they're dumb. They don't like anything. They are cartoonishly bad people who are also ugly. You'll notice, because if you're if you're ugly, you're bad. They get a knock, or they get a phone call, and Petunia answers it, and she's upset when she gets off the phone, because turns out that Mrs. Fig tripped over one of her cats, broke her leg, cannot take Harry for Dudley's birthday.
Damn.
And this year they're going to the zoo. And Harry's like, well, you can, I can stay here. And they're like, no, you'll destroy the house.
Yeah.
Well, we could take him with, or leave him in the car. It's like, that car's new. I'm not leaving him in it.
Alone. Yeah.
Which is like, okay. I guess we'll have to take him with us. And Harry's like, great. Awesome. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's going to be nice.
Yeah. Mr. Dursley is, or Dudley is described physically in this chapter, where his head is thick and fat. He has a thick and fat head. It's like, we get it.
Yeah. Can we get to Hogwarts already?
Like this. Yeah. How many chapters until we actually get to Hogwarts?
Fuck. I think we get there in chapter 4. It's not next chapter. That's for sure.
No, it's not. No, chapter 4 is Keeper of the Keys.
Oh, God. And then they go shopping for like 10 hours. And then I think it's chapter 5 they finally get there.
Yes. Yes. No, chapter 5 is on the train. They don't even get to Hogwarts.
We got like a month before we get to
Hogwarts. No, let me check this out. Let me give you, the dear listener, a reasonable fucking expectation. Okay, they get to the front door of Hogwarts at the beginning of chapter 7.
Fuck my asshole. It's so far away.
It is. Oh my God. This is not the type of book that hits the ground running.
No, it's super kind of boring, really.
At least up until this point, it's like, okay.
I do have some really favorite parts of all time Harry Potter in this book, but...
Yeah, there's some really good ones, but it's a slow start. It's a slow start. So they go to the zoo, and Harry is... they have Dudley's friend...
The rat-faced boy.
Yes, again, he's like, he has a rat face because he's a bad person. Yeah. It's like, some people have rat faces and they're decent.
Yeah.
Actually, most people who have rat faces probably aren't actually like rats. I think that's they're reductive. So they're at the zoo, and just more information about Dudley being spoiled and throwing tantrums, and more information of the Dursleys like buying ice cream for the two main boys, and then like having to buy Harry something out of obligation because the shopkeeper asked if he wanted something.
Oh, right.
They were simply just going to be like, nope, you don't get anything. I'm like, okay, I'm going to circle back to that at the end of the chapter. But
sure, yeah.
They're in the reptile house. And, of course, the Piers. Piers is his name.
Yes.
Plinkinson? Something like that. Plotkins.
Pierce, rat face Plotkins or
something. Yeah, yeah, it's an alliteration, just like so many names in the Harry Potter universe. They're in the reptile house, and of course Dudley and Piers want to see giant poisonous things, and they find this giant snake, and they're, you know, tapping on the glass being like, make it move, make it do something.
Top again.
Yeah, and so they wander off because they're bored now, and the snake, which is sleeping apparently, opens its eyes, which has always bothered me in this book and in the movie, because snakes don't have eyelids. They do not blink.
She didn't even look up what snakes are like.
It also can roll its eyes. Snakes cannot roll their eyes. I just now imagine the snake having like people eyes, which is really fucking horrifying.
Yeah.
I hate it.
People googly eyes. It's really funny.
Yeah. And so once they leave, the snake kind of rears up and and winks at him
with his non-existent
with the non-existent eyelid, and Harry winks back, and he's like, oh, I bet you get that all the time. The snake's like, yeah, pretty much. He's like, oh, where are you from? And he's like, jabs his tail and says, boa constrictor, Brazil, which normally zoo tags have much more information than that.
Yeah, it's just two words.
Yeah. I mean, maybe, I don't know about British zoos in the 90s, but...
it just has a fucking name tag on the window. Like, it just
Stew, the snake.
Brazil.
Yeah. He's like, oh, was it nice there? And he's like, no, raised in captivity. Points to the thing. He's like, oh, so you've never even been? Snake's like, nah, dog.
Nah, dog.
Nah, I haven't.
Just been chilling here.
Dudley sees the snake and comes over. He's like, oh, you won't believe what the snake is doing, and pushes Harry to the ground. And the glass disappears in the window because Harry has involuntarily used magic. Through no fault of his own, but has, made the glass disappear. And the snake gets out, and everyone's afraid of it. Yep. And then it says, thanks, amigo, which I did look up that you do use the word amigo in Portuguese.
Yes.
Because they speak Portuguese in Brazil, not Spanish.
Right.
But I have so little faith in J.K. Rowling's ability to look any goddamn thing up that I double checked. But I don't know if it was an accident or on purpose that it's actually correct.
Yeah, if she just even knew it all and just threw it in there.
South America, right? They speak Spanish in South America.
Yeah, fuck them.
So everyone's gets calmed down eventually, and they go back home. And then Mr. Dursley says, go cupboard for a week, no meals.
Yep.
So I'm like, cool, great. Harry's lying in his cupboard, and he's waiting till they go to bed so he can go out and sneak food. And he's just like, I wish someone would come and whisk me away. You have to keep in mind, this book is in fact for 10-year-olds, and it's my basically, this is the, this is the I want, section of the Disney film, all the characters, they sing a
looks into the sunset
and says, I wish something, and sings a song, and that's, you know,
yeah, that's this moment.
Yeah. And
what if Harry Potter was a musical?
They made a musical called A Very Potter Musical.
Do they?
They did.
Are the songs any good?
I have not seen it.
Okay.
There might be a version on YouTube somewhere we can watch.
So yeah, he's gonna sneak some food, and then it goes into dream sequence.
Dreams, and he tries to remember what happened to his parents. Mm-hmm. And Petunia said, "Oh, they died in a car crash. That's how you got that horrible scar." And he's like, "Great, cool.
Great."
All he can remember is a flash of green light.
Yeah.
I wonder what that means.
Maybe green for go. Okay. Street.
They had a green light, and then they got hit by a tractor. I don't know.
Tractor? Yeah, fuck it.
I have no idea. A lorry, as they say in the Brit land.
Lorry. A lorry. Sorry. Watching a lot of Master of None.
But yeah, that's basically chapter two.
Yeah, it ends where he just kind of drifts off, right? And that's... Yeah.
The one thing that kind of struck out to me in this chapter, and I think in the first couple of chapters with the Dursleys, is the level of casual child abuse.
Oh, what part?
Withholding food.
Oh yeah. Imprisoning them.
Yeah, that sort of thing. But I mean, it's like, can't leave him home. Can't leave him. Won't leave him in the car because he's going to destroy something. Like,
yeah, is he a raccoon?
Like, just the verbal abuse and emotional abuse, and
right. Casual as fuck.
Yeah, just super casual. But the book also doesn't like it. It portrays this as this is bad, but also Harry's entirely helpless, as if England doesn't have its own version of child protective services.
Right.
Like.
Like, doesn't I know that he just told his principal or something at school,
right? Like, hey, they keep me in a cupboard under the stairs and regularly withhold meals as punishment.
Stuff that just gets skated over.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those. I know it's kind of a fairy tale.
Sure. Yeah,
but also at the same time, like, if you're writing something for children where the main character is being abused and you just kind of like
normalize it,
and like, this is fine. He can't do anything about it. Don't worry. Because he'll get whisked away to a magical wizarding school where he's really popular. popular and famous.
Good at sports.
Good at sports. Heaven forbid anyone who was actually being like emotionally abused by their parents read Harry Potter, and then it gave them no skills to.
No, yeah. It just normalized it for them, and they're like, "This is normal."
I'm like Harry Potter, except I'm not a wizard.
Yeah.
Anyway, those are just what jumped out to me.
Horrible. Yeah, it probably happened a lot.
Anyway, we have we did kind of record these next two episodes out of order a little bit, so if they seem a little disjointed, we had to redo this chapter. Mm-hmm. But soon enough, we will do chapter 4,
yeah.
And 5, and then 6. And then we'll get to fucking Hogwarts at 7.
Over before we know it. Well, and we only have 4 or 5 characters so far, huh?
Yes, we only have 4 main characters, but pretty soon we abandon most of those and replace them with better people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet. Sweet deal.
Indeedly do. Anyway, thanks for listening to our just bitch fest.
Yeah, we're going to go to the bar and drink and never talk about Harry Potter for how many hours in a week? That many hours.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Anyway, yeah, if this podcast isn't too grating and irritating, tell your friends, tell your enemies. I don't know.
Yeah.
All that sort of shit.
Yeah. It'd be great. Fuck.
Bye.
Have a good day.